Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless blood don't fit, get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club!
Friday night hang, boys.
Woo! Yay, we're hanging. It's Friday.
Yay. Jay, what are you doing?
Sending a text. I didn't know we were starting this second.
What are you texting? Are you texting an enemy?
He's an enemy of yours. I'm like, guess what? I'm doing a podcast with this idiot right now. Remember you said not to hang out with him? Well, unfortunately, I have to. And then I sent an emoji of the face doing this.
The eye rolls.
This guy
sucks. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Quite a travel week.
Yeah, what a week, dude. We were in Austin yesterday. I told Jay and Dave both this, but I mean, I guess we'll talk about it. I think it's a funny subject for the Friday night hang.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. I had a subject to talk about before. I kept trying to think of what I wanted to say before we started recording, and now we're recording, and I fucking can't. You
forgot? Good.
But I know I remember now, but it's going to make us laugh. But
why can't you talk about it? Say it.
I'll say, okay. The fucking, it's too obvious. Everything. A chick that likes Lewis just appeared at the end of the night. It was so fun. The awkwardness of that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you don't understand. Wait, like, does she still like me? I don't think she still likes me.
I don't know, dude, but it was.
Dude, that was a great. Just I don't even know any of the details of it, but that was such a great moment of Lewis. Like every dude's had that moment before. You'd go, she probably doesn't even still like me. Did she say anything?
Did she say she liked me? That's not what he's doing at all.
Well, no, she did like hang out weirdly like long, and then I was going to leave.
Well, who is this chick? Can you just tell me? Can you put it in the chat?
It's in the chat.
Oh, but that won't mean anything, Dave.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
So then she like hung out at the end, like just like weirdly, like at Mitzi's bar. And I'm kind of like, you know, shooting the shit with everyone.
Mitzi's bar is five people who all work at the club. And when we go in, she's like, hey, I got in here. Hey, I got in. Like snuck in, like telling, almost like telling us, like, hey, guess what? I got in. I was like, oh boy.
And then I went to go leave and she was like, walk me to my car. And then she like left with me. And then I was like, everyone thinks I left with this chick now. Like, ugh. She's nice, but it's like my business partner and his wife's there, like from the coffee. And it's like, I don't want them thinking that I'm like cheating on my chick with this chick. So it just looks like I'm leaving with her. And I was like, all right, I gotta. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Lewis banged her.
Well,
probably could have.
If I speak Lewis. What were you going to say, Lewis, about the hotel?
Yeah, about the hotel.
I'll tell my story on that because I had a funny one too.
They get your flight and hotel for Rogan, and so I get to the hotel and I go to put my credit card out for incidentals, and they were like, "Oh, we're just going to charge you," and they charged me $1,200. And then I called Dave and I was like, Dave, I don't know, do I ask Rogan for the $1,200 or do I just take it on the chin? Because it's enough money where it's annoying, but it's not enough money where I feel like I should be like to Rogan, she's like, it's just $1,200. Like, it's almost like a two different things. It's almost like, dude, why are you even bothering me for this little bit of money?
Or Rogan's like, I only have $1 million bills. Yeah. Keep the change.
Hey, can you break a zillion?
But yeah, I ended up not saying anything.
I told Lewis when he called me about this. So I had, which I may have told you this, Jay, but I had, I've done Rogan's podcast a lot of times. He almost always puts me up at like the same three or four hotels, but it'll be random which one it is. And they're all like, you know, nice hotels, but whatever. The last time, or maybe it was two times ago that I did it, he put me up at the Four Seasons. And I remember seeing this when they send you like like a travel itinerary, you know, like a few weeks before. And I saw it, I was like, oh, look at that. Four Seasons. That's nice. I've never done that before. And of course, on that time, you know, like, which rarely happens, but when you stay in a lot of hotels, it'll happen maybe once a year. Where like I put my card down. They were like, oh, it's all taken care of. You just need a card for incidentals. And I gave them my card when I checked in, and they billed me for two nights at the Four Seasons, which came out to like $3,200. So it was not like, you know what I mean? It was like,
if mine was $3,200, I would have had to say something. I'm like, yes, I just can't burn $3,200 into the air.
It's whatever the financial situation I am in life. It's like, yeah, if there was an extra $400 or $500, I might just eat that. I don't want to ruffle feathers. But when it's like $3,200, you're like, first of all, you're like, yo, I can't just eat that. And then also you're like, I would never choose to stay at the Four Seasons.
Well, that was
like,
my main problem
Right. You would have stayed at a different hotel, but I'm talking about like, this is a different universe than I would ever stay at. I would never stay at a place that's $1,600 a night. Like, I don't care that much.
Well, I get my Hilton about being points, at the Four Seasons. Right? So the Hilton on Austin is my favorite Hilton. I get my Hilton points, and they have a steam room, a sauna, a really great gym. The JW Marriott, it's a cool hotel, but it's like, there's not enough of a discrepancy to pay twice as much. So I would have just
Just the situation just is so funny because like you know, we were all going to do Rogan together this time, possibly, you know, it was put out to us. Me and Dave weren't able to go, so it was going to be Lewis by himself. And then a couple weeks ago, I was like, you know what, I can do it. And I jumped up, but I never really got into the mix of like Rogan's booking system with that one.
Yeah. Jay texted me an hour before. He was like, dude, are you sure Rogan knows I'm coming? What if I just show up? And he's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. What are you doing here? But he, so I the thing kind of went by the wayside. So like, I just booked all my own shit. Cause I had to come in at a wacky time on Tuesday night. And then I just go to the Thompson. It's where I always go.
I've stayed there plenty of times. I like the Austin Thompson. Nice hotel.
Well, it's also the location you can't beat. So like, so I just got there.
It's less than one block from the Four Seasons. Four Seasons also has an excellent location.
Oh, really?
JW Marriott's kind of weirdly out of the way.
The Marriott is not, yeah, it's like off the path a bit.
I was just fucking in an inconvenient hotel that I don't like as much that I had to pay for that I would have never chosen.
That's what's just so funny is like I stayed at the Thompson, which is nice, convenient location, and it was like it's now substantially less than what Lewis had to pay.
Oh, it's hilarious. Well, so now I'm in a situation where I guess I can't say there is no option, but I'm like, I have to say something about this. And I hate that because you're like, so first I go, let me just call the hotel. They call the hotel. So I call the hotel and I'm like, hey, yeah, I just stayed there. And, you know, I gave you a hotel.
You're like, hello, this is Joe Rogan.
What's up, you freak bitches? Anyway,
I was just thinking about how, well, who would win, a gorilla or a rhinoceros? So, but anyway, about this hotel room.
Well, so I fucking caught it, man. It was so funny. So they go, they were like, I was like, yeah, you charged the card that was for incidentals for the room. I think that was a mistake. And they're like, okay, Mr. Smith, I'm seeing you were here through these dates. And I'm like, yep, that's it. And then they go, okay, so we have two cards on file here. One of them is, you know, my card. One of them is a different card. And I was like, yeah, I think that other card was supposed to be charged the room. And they go, yep, I see that. The other card was supposed to be charged for the room. Yours was supposed to be incidentals. And I go, great, can you switch that? And they go, you know, now that it's already been processed, we need an authorization form filled out by the card holder.
We need punching Joe Rogan.
It's literally like, they first go, they go, oh, they have the other card. And I'm like, yes, this can all be done with no one having to know. And now they're like, we're going to need a note signed by Joe Rogan telling us to do this. I ended up just giving them his booker's email. Like, I don't want to be a part of this at all. I was like, but here's their email. Can you fix this with them? And they went, sure thing. We'll reach out. So, and then they did take it off of my thing. So I ended up doing it without me having to go to it. But the idea that I was actually going to have to go to Joe and be like, hey, thanks again for putting me up at the Four Seasons on the 15th time you had me on the show, but I need money because I can't afford this. Oh, it was so awful.
Unexpected money spending is so. Did I ever tell on the show? It's so funny. It's so far removed now, and without saying names, it's fine anyway, but I went to a destination bachelor party once.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I didn't go to it, but I remember you telling me about it, and it made me glad I didn't go.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts, dude. So it was for a very wealthy person, thrown by a very wealthy person. But the thing is, they invited a bunch of comics out from varying degrees of financial situations. And then
you got to make the bachelor party match the lowest person's financial status,
or you just take care of it.
Yeah,
but you can't. Yeah,
so here's the thing. So it's not that it's when you see the people are, you're like, this is certainly going to be like all inclusive to the trip. And it was we had to fly to somewhere, but not only the comics, varying degrees of income.
Why can't you say these names? Does it matter?
Yeah. I'm
well, let's put it in the chat at least.
Sure. Let's see. Get the chat. The Boopadoo.
Really?
It was Boopadoo. That rich asshole.
Okay.
All right.
And
there we go.
And send.
Jay, I mean, how long does it take you to fucking type with your fat fingers? Okay.
Also, a pretty short name.
Yeah. Could have been shorter.
It was the activity that took all the time. But also, not just comic, varying degrees of income in that, but then also a bunch of people that work for them. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like it takes a I'm telling you, by the way, if the person whose bachelor party it was knew this, no one's ever said anything to them. I'm almost certain of that. They'd be mortified.
We'll say what happened.
So we when we got there, everything we did, I was there for 2 days, and it was like a 3 or 4 day thing. And every event that happened, everything, and you'd be invited to everything. They would tell you like the itinerary, not like do you want to come. It would be like dinner is here, Top Golf is this after, we're going to this club after.
Everyone had to put in their credit cards and split,
buddy. That would have been less. It was just
they're like, Jay, you got this one. You got Top Golf for a group of 14
people. Oh, you go and do the thing, and then they would send somebody around and go like, all right, so that's going to be $50 a person. That's $200 a person. That's 200. It's like you've done the thing. And then they were like, oh, also, and you got to pay for it.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
It's a little weird. Like, all right, I guess that's not that crazy. If it's a group of dudes, just normal dudes who are not extremely wealthy. When we did your bachelor party, it was a bunch of comics like, you know, maybe the most well-to-do person there was like Dave Attell. You know what I'm saying? This is like, sure. You know, and Dave Attell, I don't think we
collected any money from him.
But no, like I literally set it up to where I was like collecting $50 from every guy coming to the party preemptively. I was like, I just collected money, but that was just sort of everyone's broke.
We were like, so broke that it was like when Lewis was collecting $50 from everyone, it'd be like, hey, that guy only had 35, so can you put in 65 type of shit? Because it was like, you know, like no one had money.
No, it was great. At the end, I had like $300 left over, so I just used that to fucking get a blowjob by a hooker.
That's such a Lewis.
Next
That's
to her mom,
Lewis move.
The daughter blew me next to her mom.
Your mom. Oh,
Jesus.
Or no, it was
aunt. I should jerk off more to that memory.
It was aunt niece.
No, it was mom and daughter.
Yeah.
100%.
This is what they say so that you'll still be jerking off about it 20 years later.
That's not a bad thought too. But yeah, and everything, and then we'd be things like, hey, tomorrow, guys, the cabanas by the beach, you know, or by the pool is where everyone's gonna hang out. And it was that's what I'm saying. Even things didn't seem like it was gonna hit you. They'd come around, they'd be like, okay, like you, because we knew obviously you were like, you'd pay for your own drinks and food. You got there, you know, you go to the pool, if you order drinks and food, you buy them.
We won't say names, but like we're talking about like at the time probably one of our wealthiest friends,
Yeah, and again, it was just because you knew the party was organized and put together by the other one.
Yeah.
Was it just seemed like, let's just say this, they're in a world that we're talking about that, like, in my mind, I would be like, oh shit, Lewis is getting married and I'm throwing the bachelor party. I'm gonna throw 75 to 100K at this.
If you guys right now threw me a bachelor party, I think you guys would just pick up the bill for the group of people, and you guys aren't rich.
Right. We try to, or I would organize something where I wasn't collecting money from people.
Yeah, it would be.
I would email Joe Rogan's booker to see if they could pay for it.
But can you guys pay for anything?
Does it make sense, Lewis? Or I'd ask everybody to pay for it if it was something like, yo, for Lewis's thing, we're getting like a plane just for us and
Ooh, can we get that for my bachelor party?
we're going. No.
No. But do you get what I'm saying, though? It's like that's where I would be asking people to chip in. Like, do you guys want to do something like holy shit, motherfucker? But we can, you know, it's like everybody can afford to chip into that, but maybe not do it individually. So, like, that makes sense. This was just crazy. And just sitting there with the people I was sitting there with, that was another thing. But then it was like official dinner is at this place. And we go to this great Italian restaurant, but you couldn't pick anything. It was like a fixed menu that they had because it was such a big group. And then at the end of it, they came around and was like, collect, it was like $250 a person or something for that. And then it was like, I think me and Soder like covered some people because they were like shanghaied by it. You know what I mean? It was like they were just caught off guard, like, whoa. And I was like, you know, we were like, shit, man, that's okay. Let's see what we could do. And it was just, you know, some people were happy they were leaving because it was like, everything that was just listed was never listed with a price next to it. It was like they're going to go see a concert on. I wasn't
And
there
it's
for that.
also a particularly expensive city to go do a bachelor. You can say the city, it was in Vegas.
Sure, yeah.
That's a crazy town to go to do a bachelor, but which it's a fun town to do a bachelor party in, but it's like, did you guys do anything fun, like strip clubs or anything?
No.
Just some fucking gay ass fucking.
No, it was all, yes, it was all very like, pool, Top Golf, this bar.
None of that. So, guys, if you throw me a
Then it was
bachelor
like
party,
Cabana. It was Cabana. Then there was a bunch of people there did a show also. That took up time, one of them. And then it was just like, I
if
don't
you
know.
guys ever throw me a bachelor party. Number one, we do it in Atlantic City. Let's really trash it up. Right.
Lewis, when is this happening? When you're 50? When are we throwing you a wild bachelor
What do you
party?
mean? If I ever get married, you never know.
All right.
Atlantic City, we will get a cabana, but you guys
Was
pay
gonna
for
have
it.
children into his 70s, like
That's
how?
crazy. And then, I mean, all I want is strippers and then maybe get one of those services where you could rent,
Mother-daughter blowjobs.
baby tigers. Baby tigers come to the hotel room and we get to play with baby tigers for a couple hours.
What kind of fucking half-fag fantasy is this?
Dude, what are you talking
That
about?
was a weird request. I will not be a part of this, but I will send a tiger to your hotel this weekend.
Yo, can
And
somebody do
we'll.
me a favor? Anyone who's out there listening who knows anything about, or know what? Gee, Mike, you might be able to do this right now. Can you put Lewis's face on Michael Jackson's Thriller fold out where it's the little tiger, the little baby tiger crawling over him in the leisure suit?
I mean, I have a picture of me playing with a baby tiger. I can just send
No,
you
this is going to be better. That won't be as funny as this.
So baby tigers, yeah, there are services where you can essentially they'll bring them to your hotel room and you could just play with them. I know in Vegas they have it. Let's see, legally transporting this would fucking Alex is saying that fucking Alex was just ruining my bachelor party already. Legally transporting baby tigers to a hotel room is generally not feasible or permissible due to restrict regulations and the inherent dangers of these wild animals. I know for a fact there's a service that does this.
Say their name, dude.
I
Fucking
just
brought
checked.
down.
I just checked DoorDash and got nothing.
You can get baby tigers, dude. We'll be rolling on ecstasy, playing with baby tigers, and then we go see fucking hookers afterwards and strippers. Come on, that's a fun bachelor party. One night. Don't need
Yeah,
anything else.
one night for sure in a town.
At the Atlantic City, dude.
Yeah, where in Atlantic City? What's your dream
What's
place
the
at?
nicest hotel in Atlantic City? I mean, the nicest one still has a couple letters missing from the sign that are like the life
Well, it's
rules
the
are out.
Is the one that got shut down and reopened is like the. It's so funny when you're going down. I was down there to play. I was doing the Borgata, like the theater there, and I was feeling pretty good. I think I did good numbers too. So I was going down there with a real like the fucking Borgata, dude. In my mind, that is like the thing down there. Like that's the hotel down there because I remember when it was built, and that was like the big deal, new hotel. And then you see, that's when Matt Rife, such a sweet kid, dude. He really is. He could call. He texted me to ask me if I wanted to do any time, if I was coming in the day before or after, if I wanted to do any time on his shows at the Ocean. And I think whatever that, wherever that Ocean Theater is, maybe that's the name of the casino or something. It's fucking, that's the big one. But I think it's the nicest. But I think that hotel's changed hands at least two times because.
The Borgata is widely considered Atlantic City's crown jewel, offering a Vegas-caliber experience with a luxurious spa, high-limit gambling, nine gourmet restaurants, four pools, and a premier entertainment venue.
Does it say that if you ask what is the best one?
Yeah, that's what they said. That's the premier one. Then Ocean Casino Resort is newer, upscale oceanfront, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, bold, modern vibe. Those are the three that people talk about.
Well, we should do one of the other ones and not the Borgata. I've seen the Borgata at this point.
Why don't you want to take me to the premier beautiful hotel for my bachelor party, Jay?
I feel like the others, the newer one, will be nicer.
Yeah, let's do it, guys. I'm gonna ask Jenna to marry me right now just so I can get a bachelor party, the
Yeah,
Borgata or
be like, hey guys,
Oceans.
we're getting married in like 3 weeks, so appreciate it.
A part of me doesn't want to have more kids, because James is 12 now, and it's like it feels like I understand, Jay. I understand why you're like. Wouldn't want to have more kids. It's over. You did what you had to do. Your daughter's out of the house. She's 22. That's that. James is 6 years away from maybe going away to college, but definitely being 18 and an adult. Yeah, I mean, the idea of not being tied to any place, not really like you have to really like having kids, like you have to like have a specific home. You have to fucking have very, stable lifestyle. You can't really make too many crazy swings or chances.
Got to put pounds on every
I
day.
think it also you also create a thing. It's very interesting. Carla's sister is like much younger than her, and that was like I don't that doesn't always have to go this way. Like that's like a tumultuous like relationship because they never
You
really.
mean Isabella's sister?
No. Carla and her sister. Like is a big gap in thing, and there's and it's like I think that's for a reason why it's like it gets volatile like so often. Like they really like. I don't know. They've never gotten along
Well,
like fun.
how many years are between them?
I think that's like nine.
Yeah, but you're talking about now, I
By
mean,
the
your
way,
kid would be 20 something.
oh, so Isabella, well, that's the thing too. Isabella is like close to her sister, but there's going to be a part where that's like, it's always going to be like, Isabella's going to have more of like an aunt vibe to her because they're. And it's the same thing I say with my sister, my brother and sisters, because I was 11 when Bobby was born, and then 15, Shauna, 19, Haley. Like, so I'm 19 years older than Haley. So that I'm not close with them. Like they're my brother and sisters, and I love them, and I am close to them. But I really, it's like they are close in a way because I'm removed from it.
Yeah, it's also different dads is another side of it. It's like there's a
Yeah, but I mean, but Joe
handful
was like my dad. Joe was
of
there, like my from
Yeah,
the
but
time he came, he was there.
you were an only child. You didn't have siblings. You know what I mean? Like you grew
In
up
all your
as an
most
only
formative
child.
years, yeah, you became an only child. You like, once again, yeah, you, the age difference is massive. And that's what it'd be like with James. If I had kids in the next couple of years,
Well, that's what I
James
think about with
would.
that. I'm like, Isabella, isn't that weird for Isabella to have a baby? Like a baby thing. I mean, she did have that, but I mean, but also her sister's nine at this point, you know what I mean? So it's been a while. They did have many years in the house together.
Well, my thing would be like I already feel like I'm not upset that I had kids when I had kids. Like it was great and earlier. There's a lot of advantages to having kids later in life. Like I watched both of you have kids when you were fucking young,
Struggle.
and there's a lot of challenges that come with that, especially financially, but just in general, there's a lot of challenges with that when your own, when like I was just older, and so I had my own life together a lot more than you guys did when you had kids. So if I had kids then, I don't know, what, but I do feel like, oh man, I feel bad that I'm going to be old you know, when my kids are older and stuff like that. And I would just, having more kids later in life, that'd be a major concern to me, where it'd just be like, dude, if you have kids when you're 45, you're going to be 65 when your kid's 20. You're never going to like play with your grandkids. You're going to like be an old, you're going to be lucky to be alive for like your grandkids.
Hey,
like
did that. Lauren, did Lauren have close to her age siblings? Or does she?
No, she had a, she has a much older brother from her, from a different marriage, from her mother's first marriage. So she has like a brother who's like 15 years older than her.
That's, it is like interesting. Like,
and you also have a brother. You're like,
I have a brother that's 13 years younger than me.
13 years younger, yeah.
Oh, same thing. And it's like, and you were a big part, like I was with Bobby, of like taking care of him, being there for him the whole time. But like, it's, I feel like, like, you know, like Victor and Layla are going to be like, that's
it's good a different, that's it's ideal. A different thing.
It's ideal.
Well, it's, you know, yeah, yeah. Well, look, whenever you're getting into like second marriage kids, I guess it's never ideal. Cause like ideally the first marriage would have worked out or whatever, or ideally, but like there's a different thing for like my kids who are growing up together.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, I grew up, you know, I was and still am very close with my brother. And he was, you know, like he was a big part of my teen years and my life after that. But it's all, you know, it's all just different. There's different advantages and disadvantages to it. It's like you got to have like little kids around like I did. I mean, you had three. I only had one much younger brother. But like, there's something cool about that, you know. It's all.
I think it would be cute for James, you know, to maybe have a little brother or sister at one point.
Yeah, yeah. But, and it'd be great for you to have a little kid again. I mean, I'll say it's weird because I have like all these feelings. Like I have my youngest is 3.5 now. And there's something you get like right around 4. There's a big increase in your freedom. Like when you don't have like a little toddler or a baby anymore, and there's stuff about that I'm looking forward to. Like it's nice to, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Victor's like a year ago, you were kind of like had to like hover over him and make sure he didn't like crack his head on something. It's nice to be able to like let them just play. And
now
and
he's doing yard work.
Coffee. The kid's phenomenal. And we don't believe in labor laws in the libertarian community.
I mean, I love being a dad so much that I also like the other side of it. I want to redo where it's like, I'm not just like giving my child a broken home.
Yeah, like, sure. Anyway, the point I was making is that even when I am like, oh, it's cool that we can do all these things now, or it's cool that I play these like cool kind of like fun games with my daughter who's almost 7 or 6.5 or whatever. It's like, oh, that's really fun.
Pin the swastika on the Nazi.
Yeah, and she gets it. And she knows why. She knows why the Jews deserve it.
It's like throwing a baby in the water. They just know how to swim.
But I will say, and I'm sure you guys feel this.
Jay, is that a thing? Babies just don't know how to swim if you throw them in the water.
No, they won't. They will drown.
Drown.
Well, that's the cover of the Nirvana album.
She goes, how do you think Jay lost his first two daughters before Isabella came along? Isabella was the only one who floated.
Is that a saying? He's like, yeah, you know, throw your baby in the pool.
No, but I will. I'm sure you guys have probably adjusted to this more, but it's something just because you've had more time with it. But it is like it's like a forever thing that like I'm heartbroken that it's. What's over is already over. Like I'll see a picture of my daughter at 2 years old. Sometimes it'll just absolutely devastate me. I'm just like, oh, I'll never have her at 2 years old again.
You still have cute little, like your daughter's adorable. She's 4. She's so cute. Well, she's 5 now.
She's 6.5.
She's 6.5.
You haven't been here in a while.
She's adorable.
She is adorable. She's still really adorable.
I called you yesterday and you're like, you want to tell Uncle Lou what happened? And she gets on the phone with me. She's like, Uncle Lou, I just graduated kindergarten. And I was like, it melts your fucking heart. So imagine my son, who is a fucking, he's got like, pimples.
Hey dad, you done with that porno mag? I got to beat it.
He's got a deep voice, pimples, dick hair. It's insane. It's fucking.
He's still pretty cute. James is still pretty cute.
He's a good looking kid, but he's like, you know, he just went through a breakup.
No, did he really?
His first breakup.
I didn't even know he had a girlfriend.
Boyfriend, girlfriend for 2 days.
He didn't. 2 days.
Yeah, it was a boyfriend.
Yeah. I went to girlfriend day. You fucking one-minded asshole.
He had a girlfriend for 2 days. And just hearing him talk, it's so funny. Like he's like, yeah, Dad, you know, I just don't think she's not really who I thought she was. You know, I'm really, it's not really right for me right now. There's a lot of
fish. I thought she was dark Hispanic. Turns out she was black.
But yeah, that's a wild, just watching your kids grow up from being like a little fucking peanut you hold in your hand to like him, you know, talking on the phone with girls or texting or like, it's all just a wild thing. And I do miss having a little kid. Being a dad was like, it was the thing that like turned me into like a semi decent person. Ari actually said that I did Ari's podcast the other day and he was like, you know what? I'll admit I was wrong. Being a dad was a good move for you because Ari like had a very serious conversation with me. He was like, dude, abort this baby. You're going to quit comedy. Your life's over. And I was like, why would I do any of that, Ari? And I don't know what his perspective was on it, but like for me, having a kid lit a fire under my ass at a different level. Like I started thinking about who I am, how I'm perceived in the world, how I'm perceived by him.
It wasn't as somebody, literally nobody other than probably the two of us are more qualified to comment on this. Cause we were like your closest friends when this happened. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a good thing for you. It was the best thing that ever happened to you by far. There's literally nothing else in your life that's it made you a better person. It made you a better comedian. It made you like you were just it was what you needed in a lot of ways. I think that's true for me too. It just happened later in life for me.
Jay, but what it's are you laughing like, at, Jay? Do you have a fucking problem with my child's life?
No, Lewis might have been dead. Lewis might be dead.
It's just Dave thinks about this actually in a very different way than me and you both, Lewis. That's what I'm laughing. I'm like, as you're telling this like sentimental story, like the montage of you're like having a child, like that's a little fire to my ass and really made me have to become a decent person. Like they should be showing a montage of that, like in within his lifetime, like you with your hand on my shoulder, fucking a fleshlight. or me just like all the fucking, you know, you getting a gun shoved up your ass while getting metal fingers to a crowd of people. It's just like, that's what I knew. It goes, I couldn't be the same asshole I was just running around the streets.
Well, I didn't want to,
but I don't actually consider that being an asshole.
I you know, will just being remember you was getting fucked in the ass with a gun or enjoying fucking my ass with a gun.
I did enjoy it more than I enjoyed getting fucked, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, but no, like, yeah, I guess it's kind of a everyone has the same thoughts in conversation. You have a kid, you go like, oh, I have to actually get my shit together. That's just everyone's, you know, and no, but part of getting my shit together was taking a gun in my ass, Jay.
Well, I think, listen.
Poop together. There's children, please.
Again, we're talking about a counterfactual here that we can't see. So like what you're talking about is what ended up happening. But I genuinely, Lewis was, there was an instability in Lewis that was like Lewis, I think Lewis may have died if he didn't have a kid. Like Lewis was a little wild and out of control and you needed something to like, you know, anchor you a little bit.
That's what Jay uses his baby for as an anchor. Throws her in the water. She'll float.
Anchors are supposed to sink, stupid.
Fuck. All
be
right.
A buoy. She'd all be a right. Buoy because she'd be swimming and floating.
Buoy J. Gomez.
Buoy J. Gomez. Oh, well, we got the name. Now you have to have the kid. Buoy. Dave, immigration thoughts? Would you like to hear my movie theater analogy? That Joe Rogan really clunked down on. I felt when he was saying all the things, I was like, yeah, it does suck, I guess.
No, he liked it. I thought he liked it. He was like, it's a good joke, but then he got serious.
No. I'm not saying that the joke analogy of it. He laughed at the joke, but then he was just like, he fully got into the thing. Like, it does suck for these people to get taken out of, you know, Home Depot and whatever. Like, oh, I guess. Yeah. I suppose so.
Yeah, I feel like Rogan's swinging back to the other side a little bit after the conversation we had yesterday.
Oh, you guys really, you move the needle with Rogan. He says fuck Trump.
I think we moved it.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole Trump Elon thing is so ridiculous. Like,
well, it's bonkers. Oh, you know what it was? He was telling the story because he was saying something about like I think an illegal that like worked for him or something, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
He was telling a story as I saw where this guy lived and it was something with chicken fights or whatever. I was like, you should have fucking paid him more. Joe Rogan, man, let's pay this guy more so he doesn't have to leave your mansion and go home to fucking chicken fights.
I mean, where are these protests even happening?
I think downtown this weekend LA, they're supposed to happen all over. I think they're no, there's been the biggest ones that have been in LA, and that's what everyone's focused on, but there's been like a bunch in other cities, and I think they're supposed to, I think on the 12th, is today the 12th?
Yeah,
today's 12th. I think one of these days they were supposed to have big ones like in like 12 cities or something like that. And we'll see.
And these are Mexicans that are protesting?
Oh, it's a bunch of leftists too. But yeah, there have been a bunch of Mexicans. In California, they got, in LA, they had a bunch of Mexicans because, you know, it's LA. And then they had a bunch of them who were like, you know, holding Mexican flags on in front of fires that in front of cars on fire and shit and screaming like, this is Mexico, because they still think, you know, we stole that from them.
Yeah,
which we did.
I mean, look, I will say that lighting a Waymo driverless car on fire does seem fun.
It does seem
it's pretty metal.
Pretty fucking righteous. No, but what I just think it's always funny is like the protesters they show. It's like there's nobody out there like I mean, I'm not saying they're not out there. It's just everybody they get. It's like a guy on like a lowrider bike, like covered in face tattoos and piercings. And he's just like, this is our land.
Yeah. No, like, it's
like, what?
No, it's it seems to me with like the almost all the protests, like the Black Lives Matter, the recent ones, the Palestine ones, the Mexican ones, you're all like, are you guys working for the other side? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you see like the guy like who's like, this is Mexico, we will take the whole country over. You're like, are you a fucking undercover ICE agent? Like, who would, why would you think this is a good way to get people on board with your message?
Yeah, I tagged this place up because fuck this, man, this is my country.
Well, the other side of it is like, if all these Mexicans are getting together and protesting, doesn't it just make it easier for ICE to find them? It's like coming with a giant net.
On my life, you say a net, I go, just get like 5 or 6 dump trucks with fucking snow plows on them, and you just
protest
them right into like, you know,
what I said,
right back into the wall.
What I said the other day is you just have to bring one soccer ball and kick it toward Mexico and just watch all of them follow it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just seems like
well, isn't this like everything I said, like you can't, I couldn't execute these these situations because I would have too much like heart, like I'd feel bad doing these things and couldn't execute that plan. However, when they're like, yeah, they're getting rid of people here illegally, I'm like, I don't really have a great argument for why you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's actually, I think that's pretty fair. You know, it's like
I don't want to pull a grandmother away from her fucking family or someone away from their, I think that's horrible.
Well, Jay's analogy was like, if you go to the movie theater and then you're halfway through, you sneak into the movie theater, and then halfway through the movie, like a ticket person comes around. It's like, let me see your ticket. And you're like, oh, I don't have a ticket. They're like, well, you got to go. Jay would be like, "Yeah, you got me. I gotta go." But I feel like I would make a real case. I was like, "Dude, I've already seen half the movie. There's nobody here. Like, what does it matter? Like, let me just finish the movie." I understand
the analogy. If someone goes, "But I've already watched half the movie," it's like, "Yeah, but you didn't pay for it. You gotta go."
Yeah, you were never supposed to be here.
I was almost doing it as an analogy more for my personality because, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like if I was here illegally for 30 fucking years and they got you, you'd be like, "Damn, knew the day was coming." Carla's, my ex-wife's dad, had a car that was going to get repoed. So he just left it up in New York with us. And he was essentially just like, drive this until it gets repoed. And I got so used to having, it was a black like Hyundai or something, or Nissan. And I just got so used to this car because it was like 2+ years or so, almost 3 years. And then one day I was on the balcony of that place, Dave, the one that had like the, not the third floor, but the house. Mm-hmm. One around the corner. Mm-hmm. I was out. I was smoking on that balcony.
How do I not remember this car?
It was so like non-memorable, really. But it was just like a stick shift black car. Mm-hmm. Maybe Carla took it more than I did. Even so, that might have been the thing. But she, whatchamacallit? They just showed up one night. A tow truck guy was there one night, and like I went out to the guy, and they're so on edge, tow truck guys, because like they do get attacked a lot. Like repo people, and he started getting the car.
And you, Jay, dude, you have the look of a guy who would attack a repo person. I'm not saying would, but you really fit the demographic of like, that's the guy who will not let you repo his stuff.
I was like, oh, hey, man. He turned around in legitimately a karate stance. I was like, no. I go, I get it, doing your thing. I go, can I just get stuff out of it? I just have stuff in it. Like, can I take some stuff out of it? And he was like, oh yeah, go ahead. And I took stuff because I was just like, and it sucked. It changed.
One third of the time, they pull a baseball bat out of the trunk out of it. And
Yeah.
can I just get something out of the trunk and just get a gun? Okay.
But I'm saying, like, my point just being like that I had an immediate change in life. I actually had to figure out a different thing for a car. It was a, but I was just like, dad, dude, they said this was gonna
It's
pop
not
up.
yours. It's what, yeah, this
They
was the
said this was gonna
deal.
pop up, dude. It was gonna happen. So it's like you got got. You know, if I had a garage, I would have been able to keep that car for indefinitely. Who knows, maybe, you know, like it's just a matter of like, all right, dude, you got nailed. I know this the analogy isn't quite as dire or dramatic as this, but I mean, like it's just the idea. Like I just feel like
Yeah,
I
you
don't
had
know.
another car. They don't have another America to go to.
List correct. I'm just saying, it's
There's
the
just the
got
thing
thing.
about that
They're
I think
going
of
like
it as
the argument that I'm here illegally, but so what isn't a great argument to me.
I just there's just something about like I just feel like if we're so worried about our tax dollars, and we don't have to make this a super, political heavy
No, Dave,
conversation.
no,
go on.
no, I'm learning a
But
lot.
if we're going to make this about our tax dollars, aren't there so many other things that we can cut that would save us tax money instead of just removing some like fucking like mom from their family or like obviously when it's like criminals and rapists like that's one thing, but it's like now they're
Yeah, our tax
like they're
dollars to give
deporting
sex
like
change
college
operations to
students who
prisoners.
like what'd you say, Jay?
I said, we need our tax dollars to give sex change operations to prisoners. Didn't you watch that commercial?
Yeah, I just feel like all of these things are like, I don't know. I mean, how bad is the immigration problem? How much of a strain is it on society? And how much positive does it do for society? Like, look, I want to have a deck built for one third of what I would pay an American to build it. Come on. Yeah.
Sure. Listen, I also understand like having one of those people be someone who's worked for you for a long time and being accepted. But again, then it just becomes like you have to believe in the right. You have to believe like in the policy itself, or not at all. You can't go like send all those fucking border jumping pieces of shit home, but not my Anita Suarez, my fucking longtime nanny. She's the best.
Yeah,
I
sure.
get
By
the
the
instinct. I
way,
get the instinct to do that. I'm saying, but like, what? How much of a hypocrite can you be?
yeah, I mean, look, the reality is either way, it's pretty funny to watch people shot with rubber bullets.
Abso-fuck.
There is it
Either
is
way.
really undeniably funny. Dude, that reporter getting it in the ass or
Yeah,
back of the
we
leg.
watched it on
Oh
Rogan.
God.
It was so
Oh
funny.
God.
It made me
God, it's funny.
like
Actually, that
cackle
guy really gave
laughing.
her he gave her a dance, bitch. Fucking.
I saw there was one video of a guy with like he had like whatever it is like a tube of fireworks and he's sort of like shooting it at the police and I was like, well, that's a terrible idea, sir. You're gonna get fucking murdered by police. It looked really cool though.
It is funny. It's like it's such a. I mean, again, it's a
He's
violent
using
thing.
the most American weapon on us,
Yeah,
fireworks.
let's argue. Let's say, for argument's sake, it wasn't a violent protest. It's become a violent protest. Whether there was a violent from the law enforcement side or violent from the other side, it's gotten violent as
Well, there's
shit.
no question there was, like exactly what the degree was is kind of hard to measure, but there's no question it was a violent riot. Like law enforcement was responding to that, and they respond with violence too. But
Is
like
it
the,
completely, is it a, it, so in LA, it's not even close to over, right? What was the longest something like this has ever gone on? What was it? How long was Rodney King? Rodney King was pretty quick, actually.
the riots, the 90s LA riots. Were
Rodney King, yeah.
it's
3 days,
that
maybe?
was
3 days?
I think it was more like a week, but they did I remember the number was $1 billion in property damage, and that was in 90s money.
Wow,
So
that's
6 days,
crazy.
Mike said. Yeah, that's what that sounded about right. The 2020 riots were much longer and did much more damage.
Really?
Oh yeah, the George Floyd riots were like all over in cities all across the country. It was like billions and billions of dead. A bunch of people got killed, hundreds of people got all like fucked up and injured, assaulted.
You
Yeah,
think of Lewis and I were
weren't good.
talking to Dave that they're saying in these LA ones again, like piles of bricks mysteriously show up.
Yeah,
I just
I.
again, That's not surprising to me when it's Mexicans that are rioting and brick showing up. These are people who have access to construction materials.
Yeah.
It's their currency.
They're armed with nail guns.
Yeah. Because this war is sponsored by DeWalt.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I don't know, I'm kind of torn on the issue just in general. It's like, yes, I think
I said I understand why it needs to be done. Could not enforce it myself.
yeah,
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you guys that much. I'm kind of torn on the issue too, you know. I think it's and like for those reasons, I think that like I don't think everyone in the world just has a right to come here. I think the American people have a right to like have some say in who comes and who doesn't. We have a right to have laws for that. And if you come here against the law, you don't have a right to be here. That being said, yeah, I'd also be pretty queasy about enforcing, you know, somebody who's, and there are real situations like this where there's somebody whose parents brought them here at 7 years old. They're now 27 years old. Their entire life has been living in America. They're an American, you know what I mean? They're an American as much as, you know, any of us are. And man, that really sucks that, yeah, you probably try to focus on the violent criminals first, probably try to focus on this.
Well, listen,
That
again,
being said,
you understand running.
it's tricky.
You can see yourself as a person running from someone saying, "Oh, if I go back over there, I'm going to get killed because I ran from a job I was being
Well,
forced
where do they go? Like,
to
let's say there's
fucking
that person, right? There's a person who came here when they were 10 with their parents, and now they're 24 years old, right? What do they just go like, go back to Mexico? It's like, where? What, like, if you're just a man,
an
like,
Adobe,
someone used to say this, but
motherfucker.
listen, like, if right now, if they sent me to Mexico, right? Like, you got to get out of here. Like, you found out I'm an illegal Mexican. Like, what would I do? I just
Who's
wander
go?
the
Oh
streets
no! Please deport me to Jamaica, please. I know that place so much
of
better.
Yeah.
But like, where you don't have like a path to anything there either. You know what I'm saying? I just, it's also a country that's like built on immigrants. Like our history is built on people coming over here illegally, us stealing land from the Indians and fucking just claiming
Well,
it as our own.
that's different.
The Mexicans stolen from the Mexicans.
Well, they're Mexican
Mexico's one
Indians.
that's been
Well,
wrong.
no, we took a lot from the Indians too. That's all.
I know. I mean, we
I mean, really,
integrated
what is the difference
culture.
between a Mexican and an Indian? A fucking feather in their hat?
I think that,
Unironically, yeah. Yes.
yeah.
That is the difference.
I think that is it. And I
Basically.
think that's the same thing. It's like the difference between a Indian and a fucking like Eskimo. It's just like it's like wolf skin instead
Can
of
we go right now? Could I walk into Mexico and be like, I'm a citizen here now? Or would their country be like,
No.
no, you got to fucking figure, what do you can't just
No, that listen,
claim citizenship.
that's also
No,
the
of
point I
course
was
not.
making. That's also the point I was making too. This looks so, it's like it's happening in America, and it's like a brown race of people that's being like, I'm like, doesn't this happen to me if I just went to Italy one day and was like, I'm not leaving?
Yeah.
What this happened to me? They'd be like, hey, get the fuck out of here eventually.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, forget about it. You think I'm gonna
Hey.
live here? You wanna live around in a pizza?
Also, I mean, look, I've been to Mexico. Like, I don't know what these Mexicans are complaining about. There's fucking unlimited drinks, unlimited margaritas.
By the way,
You get a buffet.
look at them again. Like,
You are from a resort on a beach, dude. Go home.
I mean,
mean,
it seems like
literally,
it fucking rules, dude. There's hot
if they
chicks in
deport,
bikinis. There's fucking.
if they deport a ton of them, all at once, they should just go storm a fucking like take over Joe Francis's Girls Gone Wild resort and fucking the resort.
I
I go.
mean, they have fucking hibachi grills, which is fun.
Absolutely. VR.
There's a gift shop. I mean, what are you complaining about, guys? Go to the gift
Think they have a
shop.
roller coaster. You know it's built well.
Did I spend $60 on sunblock at the resort? At the resort,
Really?
sixty
That's
fucking
an
dollars.
obnoxious markup.
It's an I'm not. I spent on last night on Sixth Street. I spent $8 on a pack of gum.
Last night?
Last night,
Where'd you spend $8 on a pack of
just
gum
had
on
a little
6th Street?
fucking like touristy t-shirt.
Did you
Yeah,
donate
you
like
can't go into that
$5 to a
those
ball kit or
stores.
something?
Hold on, I didn't hear what you said, Jay.
Did you donate like five of those dollars to a bald kid on a screen you didn't see when you were checking out?
I never do that. That's a scam, by the way. When I found that out, when I found that out,
They
now I tell
get
people.
me on the. I'm never hitting less than $2 as a thing.
But no, no, it's actually. Do you know this? So when they say, "Do you want to round up, like, and donate your 45 cents to some charity?"
In Uganda,
whatever it is, there's it's all the charities. All that what you're doing is you are paying back their donation. It's not like your 45 cents goes there. That corporation's already made a donation to that organization, and now they're just recouping it.
Yeah, you were the one who told me this, Lewis, and so I filed it. I filed it under the "I'm not sure Lewis knows this is actually true"
no, category it's true,
of information.
Look it up.
Have you heard that as fact?
Yeah.
Is that
not like, only, I saw like a
they lay it out, or you're saying it's a scam?
But did you know that one company did this, or do you know that every single time every company asks you to round up, it's
I think
all
that I researched
case.
It on ChatGPT afterwards, and I believe that they said everything. But so look it up, G Mike.
Listen, maybe that's why I'm an analog guy. I prefer a coffee can with a Polaroid of a dying child on it. And I know that's somebody who that one of the people who works here knows, and they're going to get that money to them.
Well, so I know back in the day, they would do even the people with like the big jugs in like New York City. No, chicks with nice tits.
I remember. You know I remember those magazines.
The big change jugs. And it'll be for
the homeless,
whatever homeless organization it was. Yeah, but so that right there, just so you know, they would rent the signage and the jug for like $20, like typically a homeless person, and whatever you make for that day, you keep. So they've paid the $20 that they rent it for, whatever the number was, actually goes to the homeless. Then they panhandle to literally make a profit. Now it's a system that probably works because nobody's going to go and do it for free, but it's a little bit, it's not exactly, none of these things are exactly, you see, like even like all, like I always on my birthday, I tell people to donate to St. Jude because that's one of the very well-known ones that actually donate. So
it's a reputable organization. Yeah.
But they still have to spend money on advertising. There still is a CEO. There's still like, you know, it's not just, there's a whole staff and there's like a lot of fees and money that burns just.
But that I assume that's kind of assumed. That's assumed anytime you give money to charity that it's like, yeah, obviously there's expenses to running a charity or something like that. But the detail of they've already made this donation and now they're recouping it, that seems to me to be a different line of like, oh, you're making it sound like I'm donating money and I'm not.
Here's Alex making me look like a fucking asshole.
I don't know. Your ChatGPT and my ChatGPT always have the opposite answers because I think they're trying to placate two different people because it says the donation has not already been made by the company. When you're asked to round up, you're making the donation, not the store.
Did someone deport Alex's voice?
Yeah. She left it somewhere in Austin.
Well, see, this is why I filed it under the "I'm not sure Lewis is right about the thing he's telling me with certainty is
true."
Dude,
fuck up. Fuck CBS. Fuck their scam.
You know what, Dave? Me too, because what I do is I blindly take that dumb Lewis false information and everybody else that will listen.
I saw a reel.
Thank you, Dave, because I wasn't going to take time to look that up. I just bark it back. I go, no, you fucking idiot. I'm not giving you guys back your money.
Dude, to the point where I say that
in your game,
if I watch people about to donate the money, I stop them in the store. I'm like, hey, just so you know, they've already made that donation. You're just paying them.
How many people have you done this to?
Oh, my God.
False information.
Old money directly out of bald kids' lives.
30 people, maybe. I do it all the time.
When did you look this information up? Was it during your phase where you were shoving multiple 200 milligram edibles in your mouth
and guns in my ass? I couldn't reach it. Okay. There's a gun in my ass.
Lewis, G. Mike said, in 2010, CVS lost a lawsuit for doing this.
Okay. Mm.
So now I guess that's why that would say that now they can't do it because they.
I went back in time.
So now this was a major problem 15 years before
I was
Lewis started telling
traveling.
People not to donate money to charity.
Oh.
What if I did the thing? I took Lewis' information, barked it, and someone knew so much to go, yeah, dude, back in like 2010. And I go, yeah, but, all right. And then they go, that was 15 years ago, you geezer.
Okay. Let's do some plugs.
Here.
Plug it up, plug yes. it in.
I'll plug your ass.
I know you will.
For sure. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Peter North American Tour coming on a city near you. Check it out. Look for a city near you. I'll be coming on it. Bonfire with me and the great Robert Kelly on Faction Talk Series XM 103. And of course, America's favorite new game show Obsession, Story Wars, right here on Gas Digital Network. And also Them, They, both parts, both available now on YouTube. Watch them again. Why not?
Come see me this weekend in Boston, Massachusetts. You're listening to this on Friday night. So tomorrow night, June 14th, two shows. Then I got Baton Rouge, Louisiana coming up in a couple weeks. I got Long Beach, Mississippi in a couple weeks. At Mobile, Alabama. We're doing Story Wars live at the Dojo of Comedy on the 29th of June. Atlantic City, July 5th and 6th. And then my special taping, July 10th, 11th, and 12th weekend. You can still get tickets for Thursday and Friday, taping on Saturday. Then a lot of other stuff. Timonium, Maryland, which I've never been. Kansas City, Missouri is coming up. Providence, Rhode Island, Portland, Maine. Key West, Florida. I'm excited about this September. Levittown, New York. A lot of stuff. Go to my website, lewiswaskanks.com, and check out all the other pods that I do. Sign up for my mailing list. I do a bonus podcast for people on my mailing list. And pre-order my book, Knives and Spoons. You can get it on Amazon right now. It's really coming together. Very excited about it.
Hell yeah.
Boner podcast.
Where both of you guys went?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, if you're listening to this tonight and tomorrow, I'm at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. So come on out to those shows. I always enjoy doing that club. And then I'll be doing two nights at the Dojo of Comedy right here in New Jersey in Morris Plains, June 20th and 21st. And then I got a bunch of stuff this summer. They'll be back at Hilarities in Cleveland, one of the best clubs out there. That Providence date needs to come off my website because I'm not doing that. Comedy Mothership, I will be doing a weekend out there August 22nd through 24th. Grab tickets for that now because, you know, those ones sell out quickly. And then I'll be back in Spokane and Tacoma, Detroit, Tampa, Florida, ComicDaveSmith.com, and of course, Part of the Problem is my other podcast. And you can get all the hot immigration takes over there. Partoftheproblem.com. That's all.
Is it all, though? Now, in that time we were sitting there doing our plugs, you guys bring up some really hilarious. Do you remember when we did the thing with the spraying the black people down the street in the 50s and added the song Wipeout?
Yeah.
And it was almost fun. What can you add to Mexican riot footage that's going to make it? Could it just be the simple you're doing, Lewis? The hat dance, the Mexican hat dance?
It can't hurt.
I would say we should try a couple. La Bamba.
That's fun.
La Bamba might be the fun one, honestly. I don't know any upbeat Selena tracks, just that one sad one.
Just say a guy on the subway playing a flamenco guitar. That's always fun.
Just a guy, just oh yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful. Guantanamera. Guantanamera.
Or maybe Wyclef Jean's version of that.
Ooh,
which sounds very uprising. You know, the Fugees.
I did just go to Mexico to do a scout for Skankfest.
Yeah, I know. You were like, well, this isn't even that bad, guys.
That's pretty cool. Except for the $50 sunblock. That's a problem. But Mexicans don't really need sunblock.
Well, they're very short and far away from the sun.
That is true. That's why.
They're low down like grass. They will die if you do not water them.
Yeah. We also talked about doing the Dominican Republic. But I feel like most people, like our fan base... I feel like people are familiar with Mexican culture. When you hear about Dominican Republic, you're like, well, is that Haiti? What the fuck is that? Like, we know Dominican Republic because we're from New York and there's Dominicans. But, like, I think the rest of the country, they're yeah, like...
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I don't know if that's what... I just think, isn't one, like, is one further than the other? I don't think it's the culture thing so much. I think it's not as daunting. Like, people go to Cancun, like, in high school and shit and everything.
Well, yeah, I think you're just, it's a familiar culture. Like, you have Mexican food since you're a kid. You hear about, you watch like MTV Spring Break in Cancun. Like, when you DR, just, I feel like to somebody in the Midwest, they don't know what a Dominican is. They're like, maybe I'm being crazy.
God, I envy them.
It's also just not like, I think I would rather go to DR on vacation than Mexico. I don't really love Mexico.
Apparently, even the Mexicans don't.
Yeah, that's what the whole beef's about. No one does. Yeah,
they're trying to stay the fuck out of there too. They want to stay in that movie.
Yeah, but doing a resort takeover would be really fun.
That would be fun.
Like, just take over every room, have multiple performance spaces, do it on the beach, do it at the pool.
Swingers, live swingers events.
Hard to argue that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fucking sick.
Clothing optional, beach. It's fun shit.
I mean, granted, you know, I don't really want to see our fan base in bathing suits.
Don't you?
Though? Yeah.
That'd be fucking, that'd be brutal.
No, dude, it's like looking in the mirror. That's what makes me feel good.
Alex at Skankfest in a bikini. Yeah, I mean, there's like four hot chicks that go to Skankfest.
Yeah, all the contests, you're right, G Mike. The contests would be stuff like that. Worst contest, like grossest skin tag.
Did you see this?
Most discolored inner thighs.
If this is real, this is nuts. There's a sunburn competition.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, this is news to me.
See if you can pull this up and see if it's actually a real G Mike or Alex. Like, it's just white people and they go in the sun and they see if you can get more sunburn. And it looks so fucking painful.
Oh, dude, that's awful. Getting like a bad sunburn sucks. It's gotta be
within reason, though, or something.
No.
They get sun poisoning? You'll get sun poisoning.
Dude.
It's officially here.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Featured everything from sunburn dodgeball.
No.
Sunburn contest.
To emergency sunscreen showers.
Oh, it just burns. This is the
best sunburn I've ever gotten. I think I'm winning this year.
Oh.
I've been competing every year since I was 18.
She's 22.
You had the biggest turnout ever.
Is this real?
It is so Guys, perfectly red.
The blotch of the stuff on that, this isn't real.
Wait, what is putting sunscreen on after that point really do?
That's the most AI looking thing I've ever seen in my
life. Yeah, yeah,
the sunburns themselves that looked like thing. It looked like someone was almost like rubbing like shoe polish on their face or something.
Dude, sunburn. I've had some terrible sunburn.
Can we see a picture of an actual like horrible? So that's what I'm saying. You couldn't do a contest of that because you wouldn't even be able to tell if you like had to go to the hospital until you let it like set after a while.
Your skin like breaks.
The next day is when you really fucking like feel it. And then the days after that, you deal with it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
No. That's not real.
Oh, no, dude.
Stop. Oh, it's a child. That's abuse. That child should be taken away from his parents.
I had the problem is his father is Ra, the sun god.
Dude, that's I don't want to. Come on. This is too brutal. No.
I would literally rather watch, what's her name, shitting again. Oh, she unfollowed us all, Jay.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
She unfollowed me?
Yeah.
You think that's true?
I know it's true. I checked her followers.
Hang on.
What's her name again?
Farrah Abraham.
Farrah Abraham. Yeah, dude, she unfollowed you, the Legion of Skanks, me.
Oh.
Swear to God.
Oh, it's because we watched the poop thing again.
We watched the poop thing, and we also, like, trashed her pretty hard. Like, she came on the screen, and Ari was like, ew, look at her gross face.
We also shared her email that said at the bottom, please don't share this email with anyone.
I looked that up, that you can't just write that in an email.
It doesn't mean anything, I mean.
You can't be like, this is a legal notice. Like, no, it's not. That's not the way it works.
I didn't find that if they're following you.
You hit their followers. Click on their profile, then they have followers.
Right.
Doesn't it say follows you at the top?
Does it?
Yeah. It would say follow back if she was following you when you go to.
But I'm already following her.
Click on her followers, Jay.
Unfollow and then see what it says.
No, just click on who she's following. If you click on her profile.
Jay, unfollow her. She already unfollowed you. What are you, a loser?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see where my name. I don't think she follows me. You're probably right.
If you click on her profile,
yeah,
and then you go to the top right, it says following. You click on the following thing.
Right.
Yeah, you'd be the first one if she follows you.
Oh, then no. Donald Trump Jr., don't tell comedy. Oh, Bobby Kelly, Joe DeRosa is still there. Tommy Pope still there.
She follows Gas Digital. She just doesn't. She's a dumb idiot who doesn't understand what's connected to what.
Sam Talent, Nikki Glaser, The Creek in the Cave.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's over. It's over, dude. She hates you now.
Damn, dude. Best fucking, best turd video in the game, dude.
Well, here, can I just say she's got too thin of a skin to be even getting in the fucking sandbox with us if that's going to make her unfollow us. Also, it's such a fucking pussy thing to do to unfollow somebody.
Yeah.
I remember, like, me and Ellis got into that thing. He, like, unfollowed me. I was like, what are we, fucking high school chicks? You know, unfollow me? You go, like a lady?
You just mute them. God.
I don't got to do that much. I would, in order for me to stop following somebody, it would have to get so, like, out there. Like, it would have to be, like, a fucking real thing for me to be like, I have to unfollow this person now.
I would say if I was like with somebody, dating somebody, and that broke up, I'd probably do that just to not like, I don't want to like
their shit
happening, like just constantly happen to see updates from them. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But even then, I like, yeah. I typically don't like, I've dated girls where they block me automatically once I stop dating them.
Yeah, because a lot of times if you do it right, they'll do the job for you.
Well, that's like a regular thing, though. Like,
you won't have to go ahead and block them.
It's a young girl thing, right? Where it's like, it's almost like standard practice. You break up and you block them, and you like, you know, because they can't see you. It's a, for me, I'm just like old school, so I'm just going like, I was like, oh, who cares? Like, we broke up, didn't work out. It was not, everything worked out. Most relationships don't work out. I have to like block you so I don't see any of your shit. You don't see any of my shit. But I feel like even if it's not volatile, I've had girls that I've like fairly casually dated, didn't end in a volatile way. It was just like, yeah, it didn't work out. We sort of moved on or whatever. And then they block me and I'm going like, why are you blocking me? And she's like, oh no, that's just what you do.
They don't want to show you that they're chugging the balls of someone else, you know.
Maybe.
And those balls are Dave's balls. Dun, dun, dun.
Dave's giant fucking heavy balls.
Yeah. I didn't know.
But Dave's got a sick, sweet, fat sack. Thank you, G Mike. Could you show that, please?
Please. That is cute.
That's great. Is that Michael Jackson? Is that? Oh, it's AI. Gotcha, gotcha. I can tell it's AI.
Yeah, I just told AI to put his head on Michael Jackson.
That's not Lewis exactly at all.
No, they're a little off with all this AI stuff just yet, but it'll get there.
Well, that stuff was
not bad.
Showing us yesterday. Yeah, but if someone this looks like a picture that somebody sends me and goes like, you know, hey, look, I found Lewis or whatever, but it's obviously not him.
Yeah, it's like a Skanks in the Wild.
Yeah. Lewis, the tiny tiger handler. Plus, I was picturing, gee, Mike, bring up the picture of the inside of the album cover when it's just like the tiger crawling over his leg.
I mean, I have a real picture of with me with a tiger crawling over my leg.
Nobody's interested in the picture of you with the tiger. I want to see you as Michael Jackson laying down with the tiger crawling
on. No, I'm sending it to you right now.
Why don't you understand that?
You're pissing me off, dude.
This image?
Yes, now picture that. But it's Lewis.
Let me see what I can do.
If they say, why, skid up, bop, boop, bing, bang, boom, bang, why, does it do it that way?
Okay, I'm sending the group this right now.
Is there any format of music that has done one like, hey, maybe we shouldn't play Michael Jackson? Like, SiriusXM plays Michael Jackson, no problem, willy-nilly. Spotify, Apple Music, you can get all of his stuff. There was never, if this guy, you know, again, he died an innocent man in the eyes of the law. But I mean, like, the guy really, that documentary, it was just two guys going, like, he fucked us over and over again. And society's just like, shut up.
Oh, AI is getting pretty good.
That is pretty good.
That's a real tiger. Look how cute he is.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Guys, you don't want to take ecstasy and play with tigers at my bachelor party?
First of all, that one particularly looks like something from a nightmare. Yeah, it looks like a fucking, it looks like a t-shirt that you'd wear.
It's a white Bengal tiger. It's beautiful, and they were adorable, and they had like four of them running around.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In this picture, you're not Michael Jackson.
I'm wearing a part of the problem shirt. And look at my face. Look at my wonder. Like, look at the wonder on my face.
I know. You're like, wow.
James looks like he took a retard out for the day to play with tigers. Like he's just patting you on the head. Good job, buddy.
James looks like he's running a threesome. He's trying to get you to kiss the tiger by pushing the back of your head. And he's getting ready to fist that tiger up the ass. And then that black guy's here to drink it all in. All right. You guys crazy than a motherfucker.
Yeah, I just sent you another one, Alex and Jim. I mean, look how fun these little tigers are, guys. Don't tell me this isn't a great idea for a bachelor party. If not, we'll get magicians.
G Mike, for Legion of Skanks Live on Monday, can I show pictures? Can we Photoshop pictures of me doing crazier than with crazier animals, like me riding a great white shark?
Look at this.
Me, like, maybe I'm surfing a whale.
Dave, that's something that, like, your kids are at an age now. That's a fun trip. Going down to one of these tiger zoos that are borderline immoral.
Where were you doing this?
This is Myrtle Beach. This is Doc Antle. This is one of the guys from Tiger King.
You're like, I don't know why I was just assuming you were in a third world country.
No, this is in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, if you let them off the leashes, they just try to slit each other's throats so they can die and get out of the life of captivity.
Well, yeah, I mean, granted, these they grow 10% bigger. They fucking put them in fucking a meat grinder. Like, they don't have any adult tigers. They just have baby tigers that all of a sudden disappear.
Aww.
But I'm talking about, like, your kids, Dave, your daughter would melt.
Yeah, I'm sure she would love
like
this.
It's just, it's really, really cool. It's kind of expensive, but it's really cool.
Well, whether
don't
she
tell might, that, don't tell it to Ali Sadiq.
Yeah, she's going to melt like butter in that fucking monster's mouth.
Oh, shit. We didn't do that on the episode yet either. We do have to go over Ali Sadiq's fans responding to our video of him.
Oh, yeah, we never did that.
We don't have time now, but we will do it soon.
And Monday is Colm's bachelor party, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. What a time it's going to be. I can't believe my first time full nude stripping. I'm kidding.
Pretty excited.
Not my first time. always a fun time hanging with the boys here on the Friday Night Hang.
Hell yeah, gentlemen. Everyone.
Thank you all for subscribing to Gas Digital, and thank you all for listening. And then we will catch you next time at the stand for Colm Terrell. Legion of Skanks presents Colm Terrell's Bachelor Party. Special guests to be announced. DJ Kid Capri, hosted by Alonzo Hamburger Jones.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Square.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
You must be fucking over, Louis.
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.